Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know that God has been speaking to you, Pat, about some things that have been laying on your heart. Talk to us about what the Lord's been sharing with you. And, you know.
Right. I've just been meditating the last couple of days about, you know, the love of God, how much He really, really does love us. Mm. And you just, Steve shared a message this Sunday, and it just really resonates with me about
Steve Kolesheski.
Steve Kolesheski, yeah. When he talked about that 18-inch journey from your head to your heart.
Yes. So powerful, that the VFN Dream Center.
Yeah. And he talked about, I guess the man was like, took the guy 40 years to figure it out.
Wow. Who's on a journey.
Yeah. Really getting it. And what really jumped out with me was in Romans 8, and it reads, for what the law was powerless to do, and that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin and sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sin nature, but according to the Spirit. But the part that really got to me was, you know, God loved us so much that He wanted that relationship so bad that He was willing to sacrifice His Son for me. Mm. And you think about Jesus and what He did when He was here on the earth. You think about, you know, the miracles that He did, you know, how He, you know, raised people from the dead. He healed people, you know, he taught them. He, you know, He loved on them. He did all these things. But the greatest thing of all is when He laid down His life for me.
Wow.
You know, I mean, all those other things are awesome. They're great.
Right.
If He had not done this one thing, all that would have been for naught, really.
Wow, yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, you know, I got to get this.
Yeah.
You know, help me understand that love. You know what I mean? Help me understand how much You do love me.
Well, we were talking about yesterday on our previous program about the value, extreme value of seeking understanding. You know, you can seek a lot of things, but we want to understand. And that's one of the things we were talking about. Like, help us, reveal to us Your amazing love.
Right.
Because we want to get this.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to get it, you know, because until you really understand how much you're loved, really determines how much your ability to love others.
Right.
If you don't feel loved, if you don't think you're loved,
yeah,
you know, you're gonna come off really just rough.
Right.
And I can relate to that a little bit. Not as much as I used to be, but you know,
The Lord has done a work.
God got hold of me, you know, I was kind of, you know, abrasive some. But you know, I'm not quite as rough as I used to be.
No, he's a little smoother.
Not as smooth as you, but
oh,
you know, I'm still working. I still have room to grow.
Well, I see Chris giving us an amen.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure.
Second Street.
Yeah, right. And I love you, Jude. And you know, and that's that journey, that 18-inch journey. You know, if we're still struggling with that understanding God's love, is we have not truly got it into our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't settled it in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, you know, what I've been praying the last couple of days. I was like, God, help me settle this in my heart.
Yeah.
That You really do love me.
Yeah.
Which means it doesn't matter what anybody else says about me. It doesn't matter what, you know, what's going on around me. When I know God loves me, nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters.
Nothing matters.
You know, and I think we would probably spend an eternity, you know, getting this unfolding and this revelation of the love of God. But I'll tell you what, you know, I'm happy to spend eternity with Him. I know you are too.
Oh, yeah.
As this revelation continues to unfold.
I have all eternity to figure it out.
But it's a powerful thing to seek, and it's a powerful thing to understand. Yeah, and I'm reminded about what God asked the Bob Jones, you know, all this prophetic miracles and all these signs and wonders. He asked them, did you learn to love? We got to learn to love.
We got to. We have no choice.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers. all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.